So, this evening I thought of doing it a little bit different. Some of you are probably going to leave now. Which is okay. I'll give you a chance. At the moment we'll all stand and stretch, and those who'd like to go can go. What I'd like to do is, instead of giving a talk, I'd like to lead a guided meditation. And one of the important and classical practices of mindfulness that appears in the Buddhist discourses. And it's kind of like the alternative form of vipassana from the form of vipassana that we practice generally. And it mostly centers on the breath, and then with the breath as a foundation for the practice, the practice develops in various ways. So that rather than just kind of giving you a talk describing what this practice is, which you leave here tonight hardly remembering, I thought it would be much more interesting to sit. I also thought that, as I mentioned last week, there's a lot of anxiety about the land. And one of the things that I think Buddhist practice encourages us to do is to be calm, to remain calm. In often difficult situations, and it can be hard to remain calm. So having a little extra sitting today is also a reminder of the importance of being calm. So what I propose we do is maintaining silence. I think it would be good to maintain the continuity of silence from the sitting we had. Take a few minutes to stand and stretch as you see fit. And if you feel like you've sat enough today, it's fine for you to go now at this point. And then we sit down and we'll start the sitting. So this form of mindfulness practice comes from the discourse of the Buddha called the Anapanasati Sutta, the discourse on mindfully breathing in and out. And it uses the breath, the cycles of alternating breathing in and breathing out, as the kind of the foundation and the guide, the anchor for the various mindfulness exercises that the practice involves. And if you can imagine yourself perhaps walking, maybe going for a long hike, and you maybe think a lot of things, you enjoy the sights, you maybe talk to a friend, and you get lost in your own fantasies or whatever you do. But because it's an arduous hike, maybe you're hiking uphill or something, there's always part of you that's focused on continuing to do the steps, the walking. And there's certain intention of being focused on the steps and keep walking that's going on. There's the rhythmic sensations and feelings of the step that's kind of there, kind of in the background or kind of keeping you centered or focused. And sometimes going for long walks can be very, very helpful for lubricating the psyche and the body, because it helps the body, helps the mind not fixate on things. Even though you might be concerned about things, this steady rhythm of the feet walking helps a lot. So in the same way, this practice uses the rhythm of the breathing. And it's not easy to stay with the breath. The mind wanders away. But that's fine. The intention is to come back to the breath. You're breathing anyway, so you're not going to forget to do that. And just come back whenever you remember, and use the breath as an anchor. Use it as the background, the foreground. Use it as the lubricant for throughout this meditation. Kind of like if you were scuba diving, or skin diving or something, and you're a little bit extra alert, aware of the breathing, partly because that's the loudest sound going under the water, but maybe because it's so desperately important to keep it going when there's no air, otherwise available. So they're kind of extra aware of the breath. As we do this guided meditation, don't worry about not doing it well or right. If you don't understand the instructions, just kind of make your best guess at what I'm trying to say or instruct, and be playful about it perhaps, or if some part of it doesn't make sense, just do your best and imagine you're doing it. Just kind of follow along, and then maybe the next exercise will become clearer for you. So begin by taking an upright, alert posture. Taking a few moments to become familiar with what your body feels like from the inside. And with that inner familiarity, adjust your posture, kind of make it more comfortable, more upright, more alert, more alive and vital. And the practice begins with becoming familiar with your breathing. Perhaps imagining that you've never paid attention to your breath before, and you're going to get to know it for the first time. Find out something new about it. And it begins by breathing in with longer breaths than you normally would. Taking long, slow, deep breaths. And as you take these breaths, become familiar with what it's like to take a long breath in and a long breath out. It's not so much that you're going to try to get meditative or calm. It's just very matter of fact becoming familiar with what this feels like within the body. If you feel like you're getting tired by breathing longer, you can be a little bit shorter about it, a little bit more quieter. But still, try to breathe a little bit more than you normally would. Deeper, longer. And then shifting now to breathing in a normal way. So there's no intention to breathe deeper or longer. So now the breath is shorter. And become familiar with what that kind of breathing is like. Noticing how the inhalation is different from the exhalation. There's a rhythm of breathing in and out and in and out. Hang in there for each in-breath and out-breath, one after the other, seeing if you can notice something new and different each time. Different part of your body, different place of breath. You might have all kinds of thoughts and body sensations and feelings as you do this. It's okay to have any of them. Just in the middle of it all, maintain a focus on your breathing. If there's a very strong concern and sensations or feelings, if you breathe into them or hold it within your breath, it can be a little bit easier to stay with the breathing. And then begin to explore what it feels like for the whole body to be breathing in and the whole body to be breathing out. The effect that the breath has on the body and the effect the body has on the breath. Letting your attention wander around in the chest, in the belly, the rib cage, the back rib cage. Notice how when you breathe in, the whole torso expands. The rib cage, the back rib cage, the shoulder blades lift, perhaps, shoulders perhaps lift. The diaphragm extends down as you breathe in, the belly fills. The in-breath is a kind of a force of expansion within the torso. And the out-breath, the exhalation, is a force of contraction coming back. Breathing in and being aware of the whole breath body. Breathing out, aware of the whole breath body. Being aware of the peripheral areas where you can still feel the breathing. Not focusing necessarily in the center of the chest or diaphragm or the nostrils, but the outer areas of sensation in your body as you breathe in and out. And now each time that you breathe in, relax the breath body, relax the body. Each time you exhale, relax the body. Let the in-breath and out-breath have a calming effect on the body the best you can. Especially the exhalation, it's possible to do this. Not forcing or trying too hard, but very gently. Letting the out-breath, the in-breath, help the mind, help the body become calm. Breathing in and out, letting it be a softening effect on your body. Perhaps as you breathe in, you're aware of stretching across places of holding. And as you breathe out, a softening of those areas. Your attention can gently roam around the body, finding different places to settle on. And then as you breathe in and out, to let that particular place soften or relax. Gently breathing in and out, aware of your breath. Continue with the letting go of the tension in your body. Allow the breathing to calm the body. And then as you do this, become aware of any delight, satisfaction, joy, however small it might be, that comes with this process of relaxing the body, letting it soften. Even if you feel some discomfort someplace in your body, or perhaps you can notice in the corners of your being a little bit of delight that comes with softening, letting go each time you exhale. breathing in and out. Appreciate, however subtle it might be, this delight or joy. As you breathe in and out, see if you can discover if there's any pleasure associated with breathing in and out. And if there's any pleasure involved in the process of breathing in and out, or in relaxing as you breathe in and out, appreciate that pleasure. And then as you breathe in and out, notice what effect the breathing might have on your mind and the mind on your breathing. What's the relationship between them? What are some of the thoughts and reactions and feelings that you have about sitting here mindful of the breath? What kind of effect does it have on your mind and your thoughts to be staying with each breath, one after the other? And then as you breathe in and out, let the breath, let there be a calming of your mind, a relaxing, so that each time you breathe in, you have the intention, the desire, to let the mind become quiet and calm. Maybe just a little softening. Each time you exhale, letting there be a calming, a softening of the mind. Sometimes it can be softening for the mind to let there be greater space in the mind or around the mind. Acceptance, allowance, as if whatever the mind is, the activity of the mind, occurs in a great open space. And you're breathing in and out through that great space. Letting the activity of the mind rest, quiet as you breathe in and out. And as you breathe in and out, let there be a lightening or a gladdening of the mind. Lighten up about what goes on in the mind. And then let the mind steady itself on the breath, kind of return more fully on the experience of breathing. And let the mind become steady, focused, concentrated on the simplicity of just breathing in and out. Letting there be a strength in the mind that allows for a steady focus, one breath after the other. And by being committed to your breath, to staying with each breath, no matter what, it's kind of like an umbrella where the rain washes off the roof of the umbrella and it doesn't touch you. By focusing on the breathing, thoughts, feelings, sensations that might pull you away from the breath have no hold on you. They just wash right off. The mind is free enough. You allow your mind to be free or independent enough so it can just choose to stay focused on one breath after the other. All other things wash away. And then with a steady focus on your breathing, become aware of how the sensations of breathing are impermanent. They're in constant flux and change. An in-breath only lasts so long. The various sensations of the in-breath arise and pass. The breath is a display of impermanence, a stream of changing sensations. And still with the breath, breathing in and out kind of as an anchor, let your attention roam around to see impermanence elsewhere in the body. Sensations, feelings, thoughts arise and pass, arise and pass. Notice impermanence and change wherever it's occurring within you. Maybe not tonight, but when the mind becomes quite steady and concentrated, you'll see that all things are impermanent. All things are in flux and change, vibrating. And then breathing in and breathing out, begin letting go of any attachments. Soften any desires or expectations or demands that things be a certain way. Or any resistance to how things might be. Let the impermanence of the breath, the impermanence of your bodily, physical, mental experience, let it help soften and relax anything you're holding on to in your life. Breathing in and breathing out, take the next step and let go of your attachments. Whatever you're holding to, let there be a cessation. And then breathing in and breathing out, become aware of whatever sense or feeling or intimation you have of what it's like to have a mind, a heart that's free of all attachments, all resistance, all fear. A mind released, a heart at peace. It's as if in the core of our being there is a great reservoir of peace, well-being, that is available to all of us if we could only be courageous enough to not hold on to anything. And then, as a way of preparing for the ending of this sitting, you can take two or three deeper breaths, feeling your body, stretching your body as you breathe in. Perhaps beginning to move your body a little bit.